Lesson learned, don't lie because the security camera never lies. How is Kane going to get out of this one? All that and more coming up on the Restless Wrap-Up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're young. We're restless. I don't know, I always say something really corny, but I love this theme song. Isn't it amazing?
Oh my god, yeah. It reminds me of being a kid, too, because right. I think it used to be on all the time.
And... Oh yeah, we love The Young and the Restless. Well, hello guys. Welcome to The Restless Wrap-Up. I am your host, Abby Scott, and as you can see, we have a very, very special guest this evening, Rachel Goodman.
Hi, say everybody. Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm kind of new to the show, but I'm really excited to be joining this week.
We are so excited to have you here, and thank you so much for binge watching The Young and the Restless. And this has been like the best week for you to kind of catch up on, because just there's been so much going on. So yeah, you're probably like your head is spinning. You're like, but yeah, I want to give a shout out though. I call them my digital co-hosts, to Amanda, to Derek, to Candace Mack, to Aaron Brody, everyone in the live chat. You guys are awesome. Sorry we weren't live last week. It was Father's Day. For everyone that's a father, happy belated Father's Day. But yeah, everyone's saying hi in the chat. I love because they have like a little party and they say hi to each other. It's really cool. I love them all. They're awesome. So yeah, this has been a pretty crazy week, guys. So I was telling Rachel I mainly want to talk about the deposition because that was everything this week. That was craziness, especially when they busted out the security camera. I was like, me and my mom watch the show. She sometimes calls when we have callers. They call her Mama Judy. She's been watching the show since I was like a baby, like literally when she was in the hospital having me. So that's how she got me into the show. But we were like screaming when they showed the security camera. I was like, yes. I mean, like, that's craziness, right?
Yeah. So that was my first episode actually watching the show, and I was like, oh snap, I don't really know what was happening before this, but I know that something major is about to go down.
Oh yeah, because Kane has been lying, that little liar. I don't see how Kane thought that he was gonna get away with this.
Why wouldn't he tell Lily? That's my question. Well, especially if it was innocent and yeah, he didn't mean to.
You know, he should have told Lily, and he should have definitely told Victoria. He should have at least said, listen, nothing happened, but she did help me up to my room, and, you know, she did sleep, like, on the couch or something, because she left her earring or something, and I questioned her about it, but that's it. I promise. Nothing else, I swear. Candace Mack says, hey, congratulations to YNR's 3 more years. Yeah, Candace Mack. Amanda says, good thing CBS can keep the daytime. See, they have their own little conversations. I love them. Aaron Brody said, my jaw dropped when Leslie dropped the security. Right, Aaron Brody? Oh, my God. I was like, I was dying. I was like, yes. You know, I don't know why. I just got really excited because Kane couldn't lie anymore.
Yeah.
You know, he's been lying for so long. I know it was like your first episode, but you don't understand. This guy's been like lying and making up lies. And it was almost like, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. And it's so true. It's like, you know, he created this mess for himself.
And I think, too, just watching Lily's reaction to all this, she didn't even... It was really hard watching her because of what she was going through. And that scene after Kane leaves her and she just has a, you know, like a mini breakdown and starts to cry. It's like, yeah. Wow, I really feel for her because... As, you know, being married to someone that long and really dedicating yourself to that relationship, how do you react when a guy is saying, you know, I'm sorry, but yeah, this is what happened. I was lying to you. How do you move forward in that relationship?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Kane really should have played the I don't remember card. I mean, yeah. either, like, you remember or you don't remember. And you know what I mean? He should have played that card that he just didn't remember.
And that's the confusing thing, is that I wasn't sensing whether he truly remembered it or whether he didn't. Like, it almost seemed like he was more of a liar because he was even lying about remembering it in the first place. Like, I almost think, just from watching those couple of episodes, that, yeah, the guy definitely remembers the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, and, he remembers. He was having, like, flashbacks. And then him and Juliet kind of talked, and then, you know, she was like, yeah, we did sleep together.
Yeah. My question, too, is about Juliet and what her motives really are, because I couldn't tell if she was just playing, if she was playing the victim card, or if she actually was a victim.
And, yeah. That's still to be determined, because I don't know. Maybe Juliet is telling the truth. Maybe Cain really did all these things. To me, it seems more like, you know, they both got drunk, and maybe they didn't even have sex, and she just used that to get the position at Brash and Sassy. Who knows? But maybe, you know, with Cain, it's like I have a hard time rooting for him because he just lies so much. But Alan says, when are Paul and the Baldwins going to get more story? Well, Michael Baldwin is kind of getting a story. He's the attorney for Brash and Sassy. Candace says, yeah, CBS renewed their daytime lineup for, wow, Candace Mack, that's amazing. But yeah, back to the storyline. We really don't know yet what Juliet's intentions are. Obviously, you know, she was talked into it by Hillary. You know, when Cain went to visit her, she was going to back out of the deal because I think she does care about Cain. I think she actually likes Cain and wanted Cain to kind of leave Lily for her in some weird way. But I don't know. I don't really know. I guess we're going to find out if what Juliet's telling is true. But it's really something that could only... They don't have security cameras in the hotel room, so we really don't know. So Cain could have played the "I don't remember her helping me up." He, you know, if you're gonna lie all the way. I don't remember.
Stick with it.
Yeah, stick with "I don't remember." Don't be like, "Well, now I remember." It's like, Cain, help me.
Victoria, her reaction
was everything.
Yeah,
yes, she like that was the moment of the week when she went off on Juliet. Oh my God. And she couldn't be more right from her position, especially. And I feel bad most for Victoria because she really had Cain's back and she was going at Juliet and she had Cain's back 110%. And then she was totally blindsided when Leslie pulled out those security camera footage. She was like, what?
Yeah.
What? And Billy already, him and Cain don't like each other. So he was like, let's get rid of him. Like, why are we supporting him? But let's see what the chat's saying. Candace Mack says, Juliet is corporate ho. I love Candace Mack. Aaron says, I still think Juliet set up the bedroom scene to make it look like they slept together. Candace says, they need to really show what exactly happened instead of making us think Cain slept with her. Exactly. I, like, have a haunting suspicion that they didn't sleep together and that Juliet kind of staged this to make Cain believe that he cheated on his wife so that he would really help get her the Tokyo job. Because in a way, what she's claiming Cain did, she did. She kind of used the fact that, hey, we slept together, I could tell your wife, to get the job. And he thought the job was going to be in Tokyo. But that, I guess Victoria didn't think she was qualified for the job, so she made a job for her in Genoa City. And you should have seen Cain's face then. He was like, no, don't hire her in Genoa City. I don't need her here. You know, because he felt that coming, you know.
That's the thing. I agree with you, and I definitely think that there's something with Julia that I don't think she has the best intentions. That's where I'm sort of thinking this is going. And I think we're either going to find out that they... I think we're going to find out they didn't sleep together.
Yeah.
But I think regardless, I think that her intentions are bad, even if they did. And
yeah.
I don't think that, you know, he strikes me as a liar, but he doesn't strike me as the kind of person who would basically do what she's claiming he did.
Exactly, exactly. You know, like I said, only time will tell, but it's coming up because they're definitely going to go to court. I don't think they're going to settle with this. They're definitely going to court, and like Candace Mack said, you know, Victoria is channeling her inner Victor Newman. So she's like, no, if you didn't do this, we're going to court, and we're going to make Juliet look like, you know, she's a liar that she is. Aaron says, I love Victoria going off on Juliet. I watched it 20 times. I love it.
That's dedication.
That is dedication. We love you, Aaron Brody. Demo, hi, Demo.
Hi, Demo.
Yeah, say hi to everybody. And everyone say hi to Rachel. She is new to the panel. She's the newest and latest co-host on the Restless Wrap-Up. And, yeah, thank you so much for catching up. I know it's a lot to take in because a lot of people in the chat, they've been watching the show for, like, 10, 15, 20 years, maybe longer. I don't know, guys. You can tell me how long you've been watching The Young and the Restless. If it's my mom, it's been, like, 30-plus years. But, yeah.
I saw it's season 44 right now.
Yeah, it's been on air. I think it's – is it the longest? But it's been number one on CBS Daytime for the last – I don't want to say things that I don't really know. I'm like – everyone's saying welcome, Rachel.
Hi, everyone.
Demo said, would Lily get a backbone and leave Kane? I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I think that Lily is going to leave Kane. I really feel like they're trying to push her and Jordan together. Which is kind of strange because Jordan's kind of with Hillary. I don't know what they're trying to do there.
Yeah, I got that vibe too. When Jordan was talking to Chelsea, she kind of kept saying, well, what about Lily? How do you feel about Lily? What's going on with her? So it just kind of struck me as, that was my first moment meeting Jordan through that scene.
Yeah.
And I already sensed that that's where the writers were kind of pushing it, was a Lily and Jordan get together, especially in that next scene when we see, well, in scenes after that where we see Jordan and Lily, and Jordan's kind of confronting Lily, well, at least telling Jordan about what's happening, and he's sort of like telling her how he feels about it. It definitely, like, he definitely seemed like the hero in the situation.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jordan definitely being the shoulder for Lily to cry on. So that's why I'm saying I think maybe they're going to put those two together. Plus, Kane is just going to keep digging that hole. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's like, come on. Do you remember? Do you not remember? It's like, keep your story straight. But that's the thing with lying. It's really hard to keep your story straight when you lie. That's why you shouldn't lie, especially on a soap opera.
Yeah.
But
things are bound to happen when you lie on a soap opera.
Aaron's been watching it since 1985. So
wow. That's
a, yeah. I've been watching since I entered the world. I love you, Candace. Alan says, what about Kane working for Victor as his right-hand man in the near future? I don't know if that's going to happen, Alan. I think Kane is going to be outed, and I don't know if he's going to have to leave Genoa City for all the things that he's done.
Yeah, because he pissed off a lot of people, not just his wife, but...
And especially because he pissed off Victoria, and that's Victor Newman's daughter.
Yeah.
I just don't see Victor hiring him, but that could be... You never know.
Can we just talk about Victor for a second,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, so let's talk about Victor.
Yeah, so, okay, I can't believe this guy with his wife, Nikki, and just... You know, random, well, just basically saying, yes, you're going to go through with this concert, even though you look like you're in pain. Like, that to me, I'm like, wow, this guy is awful.
Yeah, I mean, Victor, I don't know Victor's true intentions for making Nikki do the thing. I think he feels like Nikki wants to do it, even though she's saying that she doesn't want to. You know, performing and music is everything to Nikki. So he's using it as a way to kind of get her back. Because they're kind of, their relationship is strained. So, and they've been together for so long. So I think he's kind of using that as a way to kind of get her back. But yeah, the Demo says Jordan can't be trusted. He used to be a con artist. Alan said Jordan feels shifty to me. I think he set up stalker situation a couple years ago. Everyone's just saying when they've been watching it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love it. Amanda says 2012, 2013, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Jordan, him and Chelsea, that's how they know each other, is that they were con artists together. So, I mean, his background is kind of a little bit shady. But and he's a little too much there for Lily and like a shoulder for her to cry on, I think.
Yeah, and that, I even got that sense too when he was talking to Chelsea. I mean, this is just from someone who's watched three episodes, but I sort of got the vibe that he had turned over a new leaf, and especially with Chelsea, because even she was kind of afraid to talk about her past.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I got the sense from both of them that they were different people now.
Yeah, they're different. Yeah, that's what they had talked about, that they're different now, and, you know, and they're trying to kind of keep that history that they have. Oh, you know, they don't want anyone to know that they knew each other before. Demo says Nikki keeps turning to Jack. Will they put them back together? Aaron says Jordan used to take nude photos and they used them to blackmail for money. Yeah, I wonder if Aaron made a great point. I wonder if, because Jordan took naked photos of Hillary, if he's going to use them to blackmail her in the future. And he could possibly do that, especially if he's with Lily. And Lily and Hillary don't like each other, but I don't know. There has to be a storyline with that. I don't know how they would use that. Candace says Nikki could have said no, but she was picking Victor over her health. Demos is still not feeling Nick and Chelsea. Amanda says that's because their relationship is built on lies. Yes. It's so dramatic. It's true.
It's true.
Though. Yeah, it's like, but, it's hard. I mean, Nikki and Victor, they've been together for so long. I think they're always going to find their way back to each other. But I think that maybe they're trying to put Nikki and Jack together.
Because they were never, Nikki and Jack were never actually together. They just kind of slept together, right?
I think, no, they were together. They were together. No, they were definitely, were they married, guys? I'm not sure if Nikki and Jack were married, but I know they were definitely together.
Yeah, it just seemed like that's kind of where they were pushing it to. And in these episodes, especially the final one, it definitely seemed like Jack was being the more understanding person in the situation.
Yes,
who,
yes.
You know, even though, like, even if Nikki does want to do this, it just seemed like he was definitely saying, well, no, you shouldn't do this for your health because I care about you and I don't want to see you really hurt yourself.
Yeah, she full-on collapsed and Tessa had to come to her rescue. And I know she's embarrassed and she doesn't want people to know, even Victor, but it's something that, you know, I don't know. I don't really know what they're going to do with that storyline with Nikki. I know Aaron said that he was crying because you get most emotionally invested in these characters. Yeah. It's like, you know, so well, it is really sad because Nikki is such a strong woman. To see her kind of such in a weak position is really sad.
Well, and the spa scene in particular, I was really, like, on edge. Because I was like, oh, my God, is something bad going to happen? Because they made it a point that before she went in there, oh, are you sure you can do this? It just, to me.
I know, right?
Yeah.
She's like, yes, I can. Yeah. Stop telling me what I can and cannot do.
Yeah, I just thought something really bad was going to happen in there.
Whenever you say something like that, it's normally like a forewarning. It's like, you shouldn't go in there. Dun, yeah. Dun, dun. But Demo says, want Jack to have a real love. Gloria does not count. They were married and suffered a miscarriage.
Oh.
Jack and Nikki. That's why I count on you guys. Jack and Nikki were married a few times. Why are they recycling the whole Nikki, Jack, and Victor love triangle again? Joe. I don't know, Joe. They do recycle storylines a lot on soap operas. It's just something they tend to do. I'm hoping personally, guys, that they bring Sheila Carter onto Y&R. She's like a villain that they brought back to the other soap, Bold and the Beautiful.
Which is the sister show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm really hoping that they bring Sheila Carter back onto Young and the Restless, because I think they're lacking a villain. Juliet's not a villain. Chloe wasn't really a villain. And what's going on with Chloe? They just, like, dropped that storyline. It's like, I want to see Chloe and Kevin and what they're up to. But yeah, you'll catch up with the characters. Yeah. Rachel's head's like,
no, Chloe, they mentioned her a bunch of times, but yeah. I don't think we saw her, right, in the last episodes?
Yeah, no, there's a drama with Chloe, but we'll get to that another time. We will talk about that over tea and butter cookies.
Everything with Sharon.
Yes.
Yeah. So when that guy, I forget his name, but the guy who was sitting in there with the app.
Scott? Oh, no. The app guy.
Yeah.
What is the app guy's name? Okay. It's, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Well, though. When she was talking about how she thought, you know, oh, well, he might look like he's a nice guy, but trust me, he's not. That, I'm like, okay, so what's this guy's secret? What's he up to?
Well, the thing is that him and Tessa know each other, and he kind of came into town, and him and Abby, I don't know if they're going to be dating, but they're testing out this dating app on each other, which I think is really corny and stupid.
I saw that, and yeah. I
was like, what? So stupid. Let's test out this dating app. Swipe right.
I'm going to reject you, even though you're sitting right across from me.
Yeah, exactly. Zach. Thank you, Candace. His name is Zach. So Zach and Abby are testing out this dating app by going on dates. I think it's the stupidest thing in the world. Just my opinion. And I really like Abby's character. I know, Abby. I should be Abby. I really like Abby's character, but, you know, I feel like she's really lacking a storyline. I feel like it's kind of like filler, like this whole date. What do you guys think? Do you guys like this whole dating app thing with Zach? And what's up with Zach and Tessa? And why should we care?
And the thing is, if Sharon made such a big deal about this guy potentially being bad, I think something actually bad needs to happen to pay off this character. Because right now, I think...
She's being protective of her son, you know? Sharon is. Because Tessa and Noah are dating, and that Sharon
that makes
is
sense,
Noah's
yeah.
mom. Yeah, they're waiting for Sheila, too. That idea. Demo says, want to know what Tessa is up to. I know. It's like I feel like that kind of storyline with Tessa needs to pay out. It's been happening for a while now. Tessa's come in the picture, and it's like kind of like, why is this girl here? She's like a singer-songwriter. What is she up to? Now she's kind of seen Noah, like who's a Newman.
So Tessa... I saw her helping Nikki. Is she someone's daughter, or is she just someone who came to Genoa City?
No, she came to Genoa City. She was just singing in the coffee house. Nikki, came up to her because Reed, her grandson, needed guitar lessons. You know, so that's kind of how she came into the picture, and then she felt bad when she found out that she was homeless and living out of her car, so she offered her a job, and that's why Tessa's around at the house and everything. She's living with Nikki at the Newman house. I'm glad people agree with me about Abby's storyline, by the way. I miss the Scooby-Doo crew now. They're all chilling around 8GCO. They're having their own little conversation. They really need to kind of figure out what's going on with Tessa, like, immediately.
Yeah, give her more of something. Because right now she was just kind of like the helper, and then she kind of left.
And there was a scene with her and Zach. I don't know if that was this week or last week. Them kind of confronting each other, and it's like they've known each other in the past. And another one that's like, we're different people now, blah, 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 blah. They're also keeping a secret. So it's like finding out what that secret is and doing something with it, please, because it's just, it's just kind of like dragging along at this point. But I do like Sharon and Scott together a lot. I don't really like Abby and Scott together, but I see, like, they're definitely flirting, but it's just there's no chemistry.
Yeah, and Sharon totally got jealous over that.
Yeah. She was like, this is mine. And then she, like, took him home and, like, had sex with him.
I can say, like, after just watching those episodes, I would not want to piss Sharon off.
Right? Sharon is very territorial. But if I, like, was a guessing person, I would say Scott's way more into Sharon than he is Abby. I mean, they definitely, like, they're more like sister, brother and sister, like, going at each other.
Well, and then that scene when Scott came in and Sharon was talking to Michael Newman,
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, the look on his face, like, what did I just walk into?
Exactly. Demo says, Sharon and Scott have great chemistry. Maybe Tessa's storyline will be revealed soon. Yeah, because I agree. She has no direction right now. It's just kind of like, Tessa's helping Nikki get ready for the show. Who cares? She can sing, but it's just really annoying right now. That's why I was telling Rachel before, it's like, I just really want to talk about the deposition. Because this week was kind of like, I mean, other than Nikki's MS, I mean, that was kind of emotional. It, you know, I feel like a lot of these storylines need to be kind of come to fruition, like, ASAP.
Well, and then, I mean, I guess one of the things that stuck out a lot for me, though, was the storyline with Graham and Jack.
Oh, yeah, yeah, let's talk about that.
And they find out, Jack finds out that Graham is an actor, and just, he's an actor! I actually laughed at that. I was like, wait, am I supposed to be laughing? Because it was hilarious.
Probably. I mean, the whole, Graham's up to no good. He obviously wants to get Dina's money. He wants, that's why he was, like, getting her will expedited, and nothing's changed. We'll have her sign it, so I don't know how he's going to have her sign it. Maybe just, like, you know, distract her while she's signing something.
Well, how does she not realize this Graham guy is just in it to, like, basically take over her will? And I don't get it. And they made it a point that she's, like, a really strong and smart woman who wouldn't fall for just any normal con man. So it's like, huh, like, what's so special about
this guy?
That's
always, like, the last thing. It's like, oh, but they would never fall for that, but then they do, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Graham is definitely playing Dina, and Jack and Ashley know. I mean, I love how – I actually kind of like Jack's idea. He wants Ashley to flirt with Graham, and they kind of were flirting.
He wants, like, Ashley, and then he also wanted Gloria, too.
Yeah, well, Gloria, that was kind of Gloria's idea. Gloria was like, I'll do it. Gloria just loves anything with drama or anything that could be possibly construed as drama. She's like, count me in.
So, okay, when she's sitting in the spa, and all of a sudden Graham comes in, and then the, I guess the, like, you know, whatever's in the middle with, like, the you know, the stones and everything, there was, like, an extra exaggerated smoke that kind of went into the air.
So dramatic.
Like, yeah. I was like, yeah, this woman loves drama.
Yeah. So, Candace says now Abby and Scott have chemistry. Candace says Hillary and Devon were interesting. Demo says Hillary is better off with Devon. Demo says Devon and Mariah don't work. Hillary wants Devon. Yeah, we were also talking about that, that Hillary definitely wants Devon back. I think that's, I don't know why she was pushing Juliet so much to sue Brash and Sassy, but I feel like all of it leads back to the fact if she wants Devon back, and I don't know why she wants to hurt Lily, because Lily is Devon's sister, but I don't know. I don't know what Hillary, her little schemes, I can't keep up with them.
I have not met her yet, so, because I don't think she was on the last three.
Who?
Hillary. They mentioned her.
Hillary was, yeah, she was on these episodes, her and Devon. Yeah. They had some awesome scenes. That's what everyone was saying about. Candace, the Gloria and Dina scene was good. Aaron says, yes, Devon is hot, Demo. I love it. They love, we talk about how the characters are hot. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, the most interesting thing this week for me was finding out that, you know, Kane couldn't lie anymore, showing that security footage, everything, and I just can't wait till they go to court, because I know they will. They're not going to settle. There's no way.
Yeah. It would be more dramatic not to settle anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And, yeah, I mean, they're talking about, yeah, Hillary just hates Lily for being alive. And I agree about that. It's like, there's no rhyme or reason. She's doing all of this. She's pushing Juliet. She's recommended her attorney. She's doing all of this just to see Lily hurt and ruin Lily's life. And that's really mean. And Devon, like I said, if she ever wants Devon back, that's the reason why Devon divorced her, is because Hillary was so vindictive and she was so mean, and he took over a show like this. And it was called GC Buzz. And he gave her the show, like, on a platter, because they were married. It's like, whatever you want, Hillary, here's the show. And she just kind of made the show all about, like, gossip and just bad stuff, kind of like TMZ. And he's like, no, I want the show to be good. I want it to do, like, be about uplifting stories. And Hillary's never like that. She always gets down and dirty, and she's all about the drama. So her and Gloria should actually hang out. Demo says Hillary was treated horribly by Lily when she was married to Devon. Kind of true. Aaron, Hillary was on Thursday's show. Amanda says Lily has had reason, though. Her father's wife cheated on him. Yeah. I mean, Lily, for a while, we didn't like her because she was getting in everyone else's business. She was like Miss Know-It-All. But, you know, she's protective of her dad. She's protective of her brother. So I understand that. I mean, but Hillary has not changed at all. So I don't want her and Devon back together. But, you know, I wouldn't mind if Lily and Jordan got together. Yeah. Forget Kane.
Yeah. Like, I honestly, like, after this whole thing, I definitely don't want to see Lily and Kane together anymore.
No, I mean, and it, you know, for the viewers watching for a while, too, it's like this has been so, like, in the making. You know what I mean?
And even if, okay, so whether or not Hillary had anything to do with it, the truth is still that Kane lied. So yeah. It doesn't, you know, obviously Hillary was trying to provoke things and get the fire, you know, started. But Kane still lied, and, yeah, I think that, you know, he's just going to do it again.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, Kane really dug himself his own grave with this. I mean, it really all started with him trying to get Billy fired. He was just seeing red. And it's like, I was thinking that. I was like, Kane, you have so much to hide. Because he had supposedly slept with Juliet when he was in Tokyo sealing this deal. And it's like, why are you trying to get Billy fired? Like, putting all of that energy on that. That's such bad karma. And it's just going to come bite you in the butt. And it did, big time. Aaron says, I need a break from Kane and Lily. Demo says, Lily and Kane has run its course. I know.
It's been a long-standing romance, right?
Yes. And they have no chemistry. When they, like, get romantic and no, it's like, ugh. I mean, Lily has a great body and everything, and she always, like, shows her lingerie, but it's, like, just no chemistry. None. Do you kind of sense it?
I mean,
saw them fighting.
I saw them fighting, but even in their fighting scenes,
I know they don't have chemistry. It's funny. Me and my mom were saying that they're like, even when Kane's fighting, even when they're fighting, they have no chemistry, and Kane has no like, come on, give me something, Kane.
Yeah, like he just kind of was like, all right, I'll leave. All right, there's the door. Goodbye. Yeah,
exactly. They're saying it doesn't. Hillary have proof that Juliet's lying. I don't know. What proof would that be? I know she has Juliet on video confessing, but I think that they kind of twisted this lie, or they twisted the truth so that Juliet could sue. She would have grounds to sue for sexual harassment, because you can't sue for sleeping with your coworker, but you can sue if you before you were coworkers. I don't know how you would phrase that. If you were kind of coerced.
Yeah, coerced, yeah.
Coerced. I don't know why I had a hard time saying that word. Into, like, you know, doing sexual favors for something, you know, and that's what Juliet's saying. She's like, I had to sleep with him in order to get the job at Rush and Sassy.
Didn't they say it was, like, quid pro quo to get the job?
Yeah, exactly. All those legal terms that I'm not good at saying. Yeah. I don't know if Hillary has proof, but Hillary has a lot, you know, and it's like Hillary needs to, she's starting to turn into Lily, where Lily was like getting into everyone else's business, and Hillary needs to do that. She needs to mind her own business.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, do you guys want to talk about anything else this week? I think that's about it. Do you have anything else that you stood out to you?
Well, the actor thing.
Yeah, I know. You were like laughing at that before. You're like, that is hilarious.
I was like, can I please mention this?
We do segments here, so you can like kind of think of your own segment, and maybe that could be like the LOL moment of the week.
Cool.
You know, that could be your segment. Because you seem to find that. That went over my head. I was just like, you know. Yeah. Jack's always kind of like telling other people, like, he's very judgmental, you know, but
he just seems like genuinely upset to find out this guy was an actor.
Well, especially because they've been digging with Graham. They're like, let's find out about this guy, he's up to no good. So yeah, to find out that he's an actor, they were probably just like, yeah, something's definitely fishy with this guy. And now that he's trying to get, you know, her will expedited and like signed, it's like, yeah, dude, you are up to no good.
Yeah,
and
definitely
either Gloria is gonna find out, Ashley's gonna find out, or Jack's gonna find out. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm curious to see the aftermath of that spa scene.
I know, right? It's like, what will happen between
Gloria's going to call Jack.
She's like an hilarious character. If you want LOL moments, they're mainly going to be with Gloria. She's just so funny. She, like, her character is everything. She always has the most funny sayings. She's always doing the most ridiculous things. So, yeah, I love Gloria. But let's get to our, so my segment of the week, I normally do best and worst dress, but I feel like this week I needed to do best and worst of the week. And I give my best of the week to Victoria for that freaking awesome speech that she gave. She let Juliet have it. So I would give her the best of the week because she, I mean, that speech was everything. I mean, I forgot if it was Aaron or that said they watched it 20 times. I mean, it was everything. It was amazing. What do you think about? Like, what did you think about? Because I know you're coming into the show. What did you think about Victoria when she gave that speech?
She's like a very, really, really strong woman. I was like, wow. Like, I don't even really know who this person is yet. And yeah, all her lines were very powerful.
Yeah, it's very intimidating. Yeah. Like, she would intimidate the shit out of me. I would be like, I am running out of here. Bye. I'll drop the lawsuit. If I was Juliet, I mean, I was like, you could tell, like, the minute Leslie walked out of the room, Juliet ran with her. It's like, I'm on stand with, but Victoria, like, you know, when she thinks that she's right, she will, like, you know, she backed Kane up 110%. So yeah, that's why my worst of the week goes to Kane Ashby for being the lion scum he is. Yeah, I mean, Kane's just, he's no good. I mean, like we were saying, it's like, if you're going to say you don't remember, just keep with that, Kane. Yeah. Keep with the I don't remember. But unfortunately, he remembered some things and then he didn't remember some things. And he literally, he left out telling Victoria, number one. Like, yeah. I mean, Lily, yes, that's his wife. But he really should have told Victoria before they went into that deposition that he remembered,
like, something
Juliet enough. Going into his room. He should have told her that, you know, because now he's seeming dishonest. No one's going to believe a word he says. And honestly, I think Victoria's making a mistake backing him up. Yeah. I'm team Billy on that one because Billy was like, do not back him up. If he's lied about this, who knows what else he's lying about? And he still has not admitted to sleeping with Juliet.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that she should have backed him up in the end. I think she should have said, you know, just, I agreed with what Billy was saying, and definitely, I mean, I saw her logic that just because he slept with her didn't mean that her accusations were correct, but it's the fact that he lied, and who knows what else he's lying about and what else they're going to discover.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, I think they're definitely going to discover a lot of skeletons in Kane's closet, and I think he really should have been honest. Everyone's saying, Amanda's saying Kane has a lot of bad couple of weeks. Victoria's awesome. Yes, Demo. Candace said, but Kane is still set. Demo says, yes, Kane is being a scumbag. Plus, Victoria needs to introduce herself to Brush. Candace says, I mean, sexy. What are you guys talking about? Aaron says Kane is having the worst month. Kane is having the worst month ever. He really is. And it's, you know what, Kane, it's your fault. It's your fault for lying. You know, you should have been upfront. It's like, you know, it's just in anything in life. This is my advice. If you ask dear Abby, you know, be honest in life. Don't lie. Don't dig yourself a grave. You know, it's like, it's so true. It's like, I've said this a million times, but like, oh, what tangled webs we weave when we practice to deceive. And it's so true. It's like when it rains, it pours. And unfortunately for Kane, it is pouring.
Yeah. I mean, he shot himself in the foot with his career and his marriage.
Yeah. It seems like we're like getting interrupted on the chat and our thing. Hopefully you guys aren't losing this feed. But that's pretty much it for the week in Genoa City. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You guys are amazing. Everyone in the chat. Demo, Amanda, Derek, Candace Mack, Aaron Brody. I'm doing this off the top of my head because you guys are awesome.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, because I lost my internet. We're actually going to leave you with a little bit of my song, Love You Mean It, because you guys ask for it every week. This is my song, Love You Mean It. It's on iTunes. Yeah, I love it. Like, I mean, we can have like a dance party in a second.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Guys, I'm Abby Scott. Thank you guys always for being so supportive. And thank you, Rachel, for coming in.
Thank you. This is awesome. Nice to meet everyone. And I look forward to coming back.
Yeah, you will. So let's dance. We can dance.
I cannot, but I will.
Yeah, I like to dance. This is like the wipe on, wipe off dance.
Yeah. This is an awesome song.
Thank you. You will never break me. Love you, Nina. I love it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.